Can you remember, I'm sure you can, when you were a little kid, you were thinking about when you were a big adult and what you want to do with your life. Maybe you want to be a policeman or a nurse or a school teacher. It's interesting to see that some of those perceptions of what kids want to do when they get older, some have changed and some are very much the same. Talking with us about that this morning from the Australian Institute of Family Studies, their research fellow there, Jennifer Baxter. Good morning, Jennifer. Some very interesting things coming out of the study. You did take a look at teenagers 14 to 15 and you've got some interesting things in what they want to be.
Good morning. Yes, that's right. Some kids telling us about some new jobs, jobs that I hadn't even realised were actual jobs at the time I did the research, especially those boys talking about YouTubing and developing computer games and so on. They're, you know, new jobs that weren't around 10 or 20 years ago.
If you'd have said to someone 20 years ago, I want to be a computer games expert or a YouTuber, well, the YouTuber, that wasn't a thing. So it's just
absolutely
come out of nowhere, hasn't it?
That's right, and especially the boys are really onto that. That's kind of a dream job for many of these kids. Less so for the girls. The girls aren't really talking about those sorts of things, but the boys especially, just anything to do with computers was, you know, the sort of thing some of those kids were saying. But then, you know, the girls not so much. And even the boys and the girls, both of them, they're still talking about some of those jobs, you know, sort of... sticking with the boys, I guess they're still talking about being mechanics and being builders, being engineers, and then the girls are talking about nursing and teaching, beautician, hairdresser. So there's still some quite strong gender divides in what the kids are saying to us, and many of them anyway.
Did that surprise you, Jennifer, in the world now where we say everybody can be whatever they like and you can be your own person, that there were a lot of the kids were sort of, generally speaking, sticking to what were traditionally boy jobs and girl jobs? Was that a surprise?
Yeah. I mean, look, I guess it would have been nice to see things start, those gender divides to be breaking down a bit more. But when you stop and think about these boys and girls and how they spend their time and what they like doing, it's not really surprising that we're still seeing these gender divides being there. I mean, we are asking these kids when they're still quite young what it is that they'd like to be, and you know, well, you can imagine anyway that these kids are thinking about, well, what do I love doing? I love playing with my computer, I love dancing, you know, whatever it is, you know, that whatever I love doing, I would love it if I could get a job doing those sorts of things. And kids at this age, their time and what they like doing, those things are gendered. And, you know, they've been gendered for a long time as they've been growing up. So it's kind of not surprising. I guess what will be interesting to see, because this is part of the longitudinal study of Australian children, we're tracking these children every couple of years, we talk to them. So it's going to be really interesting to see as they grow older. The research says that kids, when you ask them about their future careers, they become more and more realistic. Not surprisingly, you know, as they grow older, they'll start to answer that question, thinking more in terms of what's actually realistic in terms of the labour market, as well as what's realistic in terms of their own skills and interests.
In mind, Jennifer, there were a few other interesting ones that came out. Many saying they would like to run their own business, be bankers and stockbrokers, and things like law and marine biology come up. Marine biologists, that came up. That was a very interesting one,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, because we got less of those bankers and so on. Very few, actually. They were the kind of all lumped into a general category, professionals and business. But really, most of them were professionals. Same professional jobs, and yes, you're right, marine biologist is one that was often mentioned. Same with physiotherapists. They're kind of there's some specific jobs that do seem to be attractive to kids. And I mean, I can imagine it. My daughter's school does special biology courses for kids at high school, so marine biology. So I can imagine that for some kids that's just a really exciting, interesting occupation that would have them out there scuba diving and snorkeling and travelling the world, and it sounds quite amazing to me.
I think it sounds pretty good, Jennifer. Never too late to change. The funny thing, though, the more things change to a point, the more things they stay the same. Thank you for shedding a little bit of light on that with us this morning.
Yeah, nice talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Jennifer Baxter from the Australian Institute of Family Studies. So there you go, some of those more traditional jobs that you think are quote-unquote boy jobs and girl jobs, certainly in the teenage years, still remain that way. It's 28 past 9 at 2 NURFM.